Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting third. The center fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vicente Amor. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Vicente Amor. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Crone. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ray Crone. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Connell is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Vicente Amor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMillan. The throw from Thomas and he is safe. McMillan steals second. Vicente Amor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski takes first base on ball four. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jablonski moves to second. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crone moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crone scores. O'Connell moves to second. It's Reds, 1, Giants, 1. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. O'Connell scores. Mueller goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Giants. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Jablonski moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Jablonski moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jablonski tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Giants. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Crone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanchez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burgess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Burgess reaches third base with a triple. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess scores. It's 5-2, Giants. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoke moves to second. George Crowe pinch hits for Raul Sanchez. Ramon Monzant now pitching. George Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowe takes first base on ball 4. Hoke moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer strikes out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Freeman's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Burgess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Post goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Giants. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pete Wysenant pinch hits for Hirsch Freeman. Pete Wysenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wysenant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monzon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ramon Monzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. O'Connell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Robinson. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Mays is walked intentionally. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jablonski strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 10-3, Giants. Art Fowler now pitching. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ramon Monzant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monzant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Monzant moves to second. It's 11-3, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monzant scores. O'Connell moves to second. It's 12-3, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. Mueller moves to second. It's 13-3, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller scores. Mays moves to third. It's 14-3, Giants. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Virgil for the out. Mays scores. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. It's 15-3, Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 16-3, Giants. Eddie Brasseur pinch runs for Darryl Spencer. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 16, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Brasseur now playing shortstop. Dusty Rhodes now playing right field. Gale Harris now playing first base. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Post strikes out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 3-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess moves to third. Hoke moves to second. Alex Grammas pinch hits for Art Fowler. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-4 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 16, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Don Gross now pitching. Bobby Henrik now playing shortstop. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Thomas reaches third base with a triple. Ramon Monzant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzant is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Monzant hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. One out. It's 17-3, Giants. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Henrik misplays the ball. That's an error on Henrik. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Burgess fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 17, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Post hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 17, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.